Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another fine episode of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh, with me, Josh. So you may have noticed that it's, again, 2 weeks in a row, and it's not early in the morning. It's actually afternoon. It's 1:04. You may be thinking, well, maybe Josh got daylight savings time confused and that you turned your clocks ahead like 8 hours, not the one. I didn't. Still filling in this week's at working the morning shift, wee hours. So next week I will be back to my normal regular time of actually being in the morning where it is acceptable to drink coffee for the majority of people. I have a nice Starbucks roast here, Venti. I did a pour over of the Veranda blend. It takes a little bit longer to make because it is a pour over. But I would say if you have the extra couple minutes, it's definitely worth your time, and you should take it. You'll notice that over some of the coffees, it says pour over available. And my dog had all day to eat his breakfast and is deciding to eat it right now while I am doing this, because just instinctively dogs know when to do things at the most inopportune time. It's one of those gifts that they have, one of those sixth sense that dogs have. Coffee. Is that good? Yeah? Well, I look like you're enjoying it. So today I want to talk about finding motivation. How to motivate yourself to be motivated. It's ridiculous, right? There's a common mistake when trying to find motivation. A lot of us have it backwards. We think that because we are motivated, we take action. Where did this pen come from? I don't know. I'm going to get rid of it. But because we are motivated, we take action to do something. And very rarely is that the case. In reality, action creates motivation. Now, think back on this. Does that make sense? Let's use the gym because, hell, it's a fitness thing that I do. It's where I work. How many days a week do you wake up going, I am super motivated to go to the gym? Probably not. Probably some of them, like in the beginning, it's exciting, but after you get that excitement phase, it's been 6 months, it's been a year, you wake up, I'm not motivated. I've committed to going to the gym, but I'm not motivated to go there. So I make my slow steps. I'm going, I guess I'll go, maybe I won't, I'll do it later. Okay, no, I'll go. And you go, and you go to the gym, and you work out, and you have a great time, and your motivation builds. And from that action, you go on to the rest of the day to do your grocery list, to do this, to do that, and get everything done that day because you took action. It wasn't that, I'm going to sit here watching some Netflix, checking what's going on Facebook, and hopefully the motivation fairy will come by and be like, guess what, Josh? Here's some motivation. And you're just like, oh, no shit, fairy. That's so cool of you. Thanks for giving that. It doesn't happen. Sometimes it does, but it's so rare that it actually happens. Another example, writing. I enjoy writing for the most part. I like writing my thoughts down and my ideas because I like to share it, but also helps solidify what's going on inside my head. And I just like to share it. But there's a majority of days I sit down and write and I go, I don't want to write. Like, I don't want to write, or I'm not, this isn't coming out the way I want it to. And sometimes, yeah, stepping away and then going back to it, it's helpful. But a lot of times it's just writing. Just write. Just work through the discomfort. And you know what? Some really great stuff comes out during that time. You start hitting your stride. Your ideas start formulating. And it's the same when it comes to motivation and action. Don't get it twisted. Right? Getting real gangster with you there. Don't get it twisted. So how do you create more motivation? You create more motivation by taking more action. Anyone that's successful didn't get successful by sitting on a stoop. They got successful by getting off that stoop and making changes. And because of those changes, bigger things happen. You created more motivation. And there's a couple of tricks, though, when you're not feeling motivated. So if you're stuck saying, I know I need to do this thing, but I can't do it, what do you do in that moment to actually get you moving? Well, sometimes just saying, hey, suck it up, buttercup, and go out and do it will help. But sometimes that doesn't work. So what do you do then? Use perspective. Meaning, for me, it's a lot of times, well, it could be worse. Or there's somebody out there that is better than, or someone else that is doing that. So I use something else to motivate me. So those are a couple different tricks to do it. So just doing it's great, but also using perspective and looking at it could be worse or blank. Or the other one is committing to something, meaning I have told somebody else or a few someones that I am going to do this thing and then have them check up on you. That can also be a way to motivate. And then sometimes all three of those things don't work and you're just not motivated, and that kind of sucks. So there are those days. But then at that point, start with a small win. So it could be something as small as if I'm trying to go to the gym. Well, it could be I'm putting my shoes on. I'm taking my pants off, my comfy pants from sleeping all day, and I'm going to put some gym clothes on. And then I'm going to slowly put shirt and jacket on, and I'm slowly making my way to the car. And I guess since I'm driving in that direction anyways, I should stop it. And then apply it to other ways. But that's what I got. So that is today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Any questions or comments, leave them down below. This pen's back again. I don't know why. But leave them down below. Also, feel free to reach out at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. And always feel free to check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com, where you have all my latest content up there. And I will see you next week. Have a wonderful day.